God reveals that Sarai, age 90, will have a son. God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac." The name means he laughs, because Abraham laughed at having a son in his old age. "I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year." When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them, as God told him. Abraham was 99 years old, and his son Ishmael was 13 on the day they were circumcised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham when he was 100 years old, and they named him Isaac. God had blessed Sarah and Abraham, and they couldn't stop laughing because of the thought of having conceived and given birth to a son in their old age. Abraham circumcised Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God commanded him. Can be found in Genesis chapter 17, verses 14 through 27.